פרשת השבוע זה פרשת שלח. אני מתחיל, שלח לכל לדייתך ויסורו אס ארץ כנען. רשי אומר, מה זה שלח לכל לדייתך? מה זה לדייתך? שלח לכל, זה רשי לדייתך. שלח לכל אנושם ויסורו אס ארץ כנען. זה רשי, לכל לדייתך. זאת אומרת, that it's לרשוסך, זה תלוי. You make the decision. Moshe Rabbeinu, you make the call. Nishelet ha-sheila, the question is, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilu saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's your call? Oh, sheze ken davar nachon, or sheze lo davar nachon. Either it's right or it's wrong. Why over here are we saying, shlach lecho ledaitecho? Why are we saying that over here you have the optia, you have the option to do it? Sheila achat. Od sheila, is that Klal Yisrael sent the Meraglim in. Lamaisa Ichlitu, they decided to send the Meraglim in. Lama? Ki pachadu. They were afraid that going to war, they have to know the terrain, they have to send in a recon mission, that they go in and to know bidyuk, makorema, matzav, where are we supposed to, how should we strike, and who the enemy is. But what's bothering them exactly? They just decimated the world power, the empire of the Egyptian empire. They brought it to its knees. With nisim and neflaot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. There's no problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to, they got to fight them. There could be barad happening over here. Do a little makas b'chayrus. Send in a little arayv. You know what I mean? It's like no problem. You could bring them to their knees. They'll have some kinim. It's all doable, very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just showed them he could do anything. Why all of a sudden are they frightened? Why are they nervous that they have to send a meraglim? As ani choshev b'pshatu, ulai, lavin, what was going on when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz of the Zayin Amim. The Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz of the Zayin Minim. There's the special minim of Eretz Yisrael, which were Eretz Yisrael had the was praised as having very special of the seven species. Eretz Yisrael is a place, the epitome, the most amazing place within the Marechet of Teva. Eretz Yisrael is a place where Klal Yisrael is going to live naturally. The number seven, Amispar Sheva, is the number of Teva. There are 7 days of the week. There are seven tzva'im in the keshet, seven colors of the rainbow, seven different colors. There's the seven different tones. And a person in the musical scale, Todah Rava. How do you say that in Hebrew? Scale kaze. Very good. Akitzer, in the Mishkal Zemer, there's going to be seven different scales. Sheva Zamispar, that best describes Teva. Eretz Yisrael is a place that is blessed with the seven different species. Eretz Yisrael is the Makom Hachim Meshubach, that's the best, the highest place in all of the entire world. When Klal Yisrael is going to go into Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a change. Hem Chayu Bamidbar. Chayu im nisim v'niflaot. They lived with a be'er mayim. They had a well that went with them. It's unbelievable. They had man shenafal min hashamayim. They had an eish laila. They had amun anan. They had all these nisim v'niflaot. When they went to Eretz Yisrael, it was all going to stop. And achshav, they're going into a place where they're going to live b'derech hateva. Now, Derech HaTeva is a very interesting idea, and it's really, you could say that it depends on how a person sees it. A person, what is considered Teva, what's considered natural? Well, a person, in order for something to be natural, needs to do Hishtadlut. He has to do a certain amount of Hishtadlut. So how much Hishtadlut do you have to do? Says the Michtam Eliyor of Dessler, you have to do bidyuk, the amount of ishtadlut that you think is necessary for this to happen al pi derech hateva. That's the amount of ishtadlut you have to do. No more, no less. So ishtadlut, every person's ishtadlut depends on his emunah. Every person, how much he believes, is a question of how much ishtadlut that he has to do. I told a story, I heard from Rabbi Yeruchim Levovitz's grandson, that Rabbi Yeruchim, two times in his life, bought lottery tickets. His grandson told me this. His grandson's name is Reb Nachman Levovitz. Twice in his life he bought lottery tickets because he felt it was his ishtadlut. He had two very pressing needs. There was a lot of money necessary. One time someone in his town was arrested on trumped up charges and they needed some money to, you know, to get him out, to loosen up a little bit the grip. So it was a lot of money. So he bought a lottery ticket. He bought Lotto. The pious is really called the lottery, a pious. And another time there was a girl who was getting married, there was no money in the family, they needed money desperately for Achnosas Kala. He felt his shtadlut was to, two times he bought lottery tickets, and Rabbi Yochum's son told, his grandson told me, two times he won. He won both times. This was his shtadlut, that's what he did, and bang, he won. One ticket he bought. Akitsu, what's the point? For Rabbi Yeruchim, when he found out that he won, he was like, okay, that makes sense. This was my ishtadlus, and I won. That's great. If we win the lottery, we're shocked. He wasn't shocked because that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's way of sending him the money. So for him, it's ishtadlus. If somebody over here is going to say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to work. And even though I need money, I'll just buy a lottery ticket. That's my ishtadlus. It could be for that person, it's not called ishtadlus because he's not holding on the dargah. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu Shlach Lecha L'daitecha? Because over here, the question is, you have to do ishtadlus. How much ishtadlus do you have to do? Well, that depends. How much do you believe? How much does Klal Yisrael believe? That's the answer to how much ishtadlus they have to do. Why they have to do ishtadlus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do nisim and aflot like it did when they left Mitzrayim. Okay, that was for the midbar. When they get into Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be different. Eretz Yisrael is going to be al derech ha-teva. Now, even though Eretz Yisrael is derech ha-teva, but we understand that the teva very often masks nisim. There's hamon nisim that Klal Yisrael experiences in Eretz Yisrael. But it's a different type of nes. We say in Shemoneh Esrei, in Moedim al nisecha shebechol yoim imanu. Kodesh Baruch Hu oseh nisim bechol yoim. Every day, Hashem does nisim. You saw a nisim over here? Makavana al nisecha shebechol yoim. We say in Moedim al nisecha on the miracles shebechol yoim. Kavana is something called a nes nistar, which means that it's a miracle, but it's kind of like it's being masked, it's being covered over by teva, but it's really a Kodesh Baruch Hu's way of orchestrating the world. It's called a nes nistar that we're zoichet to in Eretz Yisrael more than anywhere else. Because the pasuk says, "Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Meireishis Hashana Ad Acharis Shana." Eretz Yisrael is zoicha to very special hashgacha pratit. Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo here in Eretz Yisrael. So, being that this week we're Klal Yisrael is going into Eretz Yisrael, or they're at least sending their recon mission in, I'd like to speak a little bit about Eretz Yisrael. Why is it that the Meraglim can come back with a negative report about Eretz Yisrael? How could this happen? So, I'd like to share with you a story about Rabbi Yisrael Mirzin. Rabbi Yisrael Mirzin was a Rebbe from the Rizhina dynasty. And one time, Echad Me'achasidim went to visit Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yisrael Mirzin asked him, "Nu, ma'a to'omer al Eretz Yisrael?" Vuamar, he said, "I'd rather not say." What did he mean? He wasn't so happy. He wasn't so impressed. "I'd rather not say." Rabbi Yisrael Mirzin is Amar, and I want to tell you a sipur. I'd like to tell you a story. Pam achad haya a ben adam that had 10 daughters. He was a ben adam mechubad, and he managed to marry off all his daughters to very chashava, prominent people, good, solid shidduchim. Every one of them. And everyone, they get married, and there was a beautiful affair, and everything was like a beautiful wedding. One of his daughters didn't go. Until she was much older, until the point where he's like, "Okay, listen, you know, we're going to have to settle for something, you know, a little bit less impressive." And she married a very, very simple person. the day of the wedding. So he walks in to his daughter, and she's wearing like a very regular gown. He said to her, "What are you doing? It's your wedding. You're supposed to get dressed up. All your other sisters had beautiful gowns that they wore, you know, to the wedding, and you're dressed like you look like everyone else." She said, "Let me explain. My sisters, they were marrying someone prominent, someone respectful, someone important, so they had what to get dressed up for. But I'm marrying, you know, pretty much a nobody, so there's no reason for me to, like, get dressed up." Said Rabbi Yisrael Mirajin, Kodesh Baruch Hu shows, Eretz Yisrael shows itself, gets dressed up for the right people. If you are the right person, you would have seen the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. If you're not the right person, you don't see it. It's a problem in you, not a problem in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, who is the right person? We said it has to be the right person, right? Eretz Yisrael shows its beauty. Some people, they go crazy about Eretz Yisrael. You have to be the right person. Who's that? So says Reb Moshe Leib Sassafer, in this week's Parasha Katuf, that the Meraglim were complaining about Eretz Yisrael and saying it's not a good place. And Yeshua and Kalev said, no. Toiva ha'aretz, ma'oid, ma'oid. Ma'oid, ma'oid is a very interesting expression. Ma'oid, ma'oid. It's not regular. It is nowhere else in the Torah and kimat nowhere else in Mishnah. The only place it is, Yehuda, where does it say ma'oid, ma'oid in Chazal? In Pirkei Avos. Makatuv, ma'oid, ma'oid have shfal ruach. Ma'oid, ma'oid have shfal ruach. Person has to be a humble person. This says Rav Moshe Leib Sassafer. You want to know who appreciates Eretz Yisrael? People that are shval ruach, humble people. They're tapped into ma'oid ma'oid. The meraglim kulam anoshim Rosh Bnei Yisrael Hema. They are anoshim chashuvim. And I saw brought down the targum there. It says zakef gadol, which is they were like standing up straight and tall, which is they were too prominent to appreciate Eretz Yisrael. You want to appreciate Eretz Yisrael, you have to have humility. That's the person that appreciates it. So I would like to speak a little bit about the Shivas Haminim that there are in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is celebrated by the Shivat Haminim. It's Eretz Chita Seora Teina. Eretz Chita Seora Gefen Teina Verimon. Eretz Zeit Shemen Udvash. Those are the seven special species that there are in Eretz Yisrael, and there is a special bracha for them. The bracha that we make Me'ein Shalosh, the bracha at Alamichya, is special for these species. What are they? Chita is wheat, Seora is barley, Gefen is grapes, Teina is figs, Rimon is a pomegranate, Zeh Shemen is olives, Dvash, which means literally honey, but it's referring to the tamar, which is the date. Those are the seven special species. There also is interesting correlating reflecting that is there are seven special personalities that represent Klal Yisrael. There are the seven shepherds, the Shiva Royim, the Ushpizin on Sukkot that we have. And those are Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Now, I went a little bit out of order, because the order, as far as chronologically is concerned, is Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David. But the Arizal says when you're going to try to align all the different midot, all the different character traits of the Ushbizin, so Yosef comes after Moshe and Aaron. I'm not exactly sure why yet, but I'm going to figure that out one day. But right now, it's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, v'David. There's seven of these personalities. There's seven of these minim. So I'd like to perhaps discuss for a moment, just to touch, that could be that it's zeh keneged zeh. I saw this once in a sefer when I was somewhere. I'm pretty sure I was in davening in Dushinsky once, and I was, because it has over there on Dushinsky on the side, it has the Sheva Minim, and it also has Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, I think, and I remember like looking at it and connecting them. But I think that these are Zeh Keneged Zeh. We'll start with this. Avraham is Keneged Chita. We're going to stop after a little bit, but Avraham is Keneged Chita. Why is Avraham Keneged Chita? Chita is, first of all, is the foundation, is the most, is the beginning of whatever a person is developing. So the base, the core is Chita, which is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu represents that midah of to be a beginning. The beginning of a person's digestive system is when he eats Chita. That's like the base thing that a person is supposed to be. The first grain that was really being mass produced was chita. It was the beginning of the production. However, that exactly works out. That's Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak is keneged se'ora. Se'ora is barley. Now, barley has like thin hairs on them. Barley has like these very thin, like se'ora is like lashon of se'ar, like hair. And when a person speaks about midat hadin, which is Yitzchak, is kechut ha-se'ara, like the strand of a hair. This, speaking last night to Rabbi Silver, and this is what he suggested, is that chitat se'ara is something, is also se'ara is the ma'achal of aniyim. Of an aniyim is a person who is poor. Yitzchak Avinu is ani chashiv kemes, which is Yitzchak is ketzchai. Is that bechina of din, of a bechina of something that's ki'ilu a certain degree, we use the word harsh. I'd like to get to Yaakov for a moment. Yaakov is keneged gefen. And Yaakov is keneged gefen, which I'm happy to hear more explanations on this, but gefen grows in a cluster. A gefen is grows. There's lots of grapes. Grows in a cluster. Yaakov is a bechina of mitasoi shleima, which is that his Yaakov was about his kids. Everything about Yaakovino was about his children. That's why Yaakovino was so distraught when he lost Yosef, because he was building the bias, which was Yaakov, the shvatim, which is all. They're all called Bnei Yisrael, Beis Yaakov. Yaakov is the one that built the family structure that it should be strong, is the Bechina of Yaakov. And that's the Bechina of Anavim. It's a cluster of grapes. There's more. I don't want to go into everything. I'd like to say the following suggestion, though. However, perhaps. Why are we so busy? The Meraglim are so busy with the Anavim. The Meraglim, they brought a Rimon. They brought a Teina. But they brought a cluster of grapes. And it took 8 Meraglim to carry the grapes. Just take one big grape and say, here it is. But it was they were so busy with the grapes. The grapes is the big thing. It's called Eshkol, the name of the place. They named it Eshkol because it's all after the grapes. We're all talking about the grapes. The reason is because the grapes, perhaps, is the midah of Yaakov Avinu. The land, which we call it, we don't call it Eretz Avraham or Yitzchak, we call it Eretz Yisrael. The land is kashur to the midah of Yaakov Avinu. We say Eretz Yisrael is avira de Eretz Yisrael machkim. The land, just the air of Eretz Yisrael, it generates a certain amount of chachma. Who's the amud of learning Torah is Yaakov. Eretz Yisrael is keneged a bechina of Yaakov Avinu. The grapes, which is the midah of Yaakov, is what Eretz Yisrael is about. I'll tell you an interesting thing. You know that aside for this, the Shalosh Regalim, it's brought down, they're keneged also the 3 Avot, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Pesach is keneged Avram, Yitzchak is Shavuos keneged Yitzchak, and Sukkos is keneged Yaakov. I want to tell you an interesting remez. The borders of Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah and Gittin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the borders of Eretz Yisrael are Rechem, Ashkelon, Akko, and to the west is, what's to the west? The Yam. If you take the Roshei Tevot of those words, take the Rosh Tevot of Akko, Rechem, Ashkelon, and Yam. What does it spell? Arai. Akko, Rechem, Ashkelon, and Yam is Arai. Rosh Tevot Arai. What is that? Because the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Domeh to the Kedusha of Sukkot. The Kedusha of Sukkot, a Sukkah, is, we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection as a Sukkah, the Tzilsa de Mehem Nusa. Who is the one that represents Sukkah? Is Yaakov Avinu. Eretz Yisrael is the Bechina of Kedusha of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is also a Bechina of a bias of the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesses. The Gemara says that someone once mentioned that there are Zakenim living in Bavel. So they asked one of the Amoraim, how could it be Zakenim living in Bavel? It says in the Pasuk, L'man yirbu yameichem al ha'adama. Arichas Yomim has to happen dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Ein arichas Yomim b'chutz l'aretz. L'man yarichu yameim al ha'adama. The Gemara answers, the Gemara in Brachas says, yeah, but they spent a lot of time in the base Knesses and in the base Medrash, therefore the Zoichet Arichas Yomim. From here we see that every base Knesses and base Medrash has a Bechina of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. There's a Pelad Kazach, I didn't see it Befnim, I Shekatuv B'Meiri, Mishu Megadel Atzitzim B'Beis Medrash, a person has plants that he has in a base medrash, the chayev betrumas and meisers, even if it's in chutz l'aretz. What? I can't erash mitzvah also. He's doing the chayev mitzvahs to his baritz because that's Eretz Yisrael. This is like it's an embassy. You know how they have in like we have the places an embassy over there. Base knesses, a base medrash is an embassy of Eretz Yisrael. It's a bechina of bias. It's a bechina of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the Ishtam Yoshev O'alim, O'alo Shel Torah. If a person finds himself in a base medrash, Zekilo he's in. As Amar Rebbe Yitzchak the following thing. He said, someone asked Rebbe Yitzchak, Nu, should I go to Eretz Yisrael? Should I make Aliyah in Eretz Yisrael? Amar Rebbe Yitzchak Tishma. Eretz Yisrael, Kol Kulo, the entire Eretz Yisrael, Yesh Lo Kedushas, Beis Knesses. Tagid li, Ata Mukhan Lachyot Bebeis Medrash? Are you ready to live in a Beis Medrash? To live with the rigishut, with the sensitivities, with all of the hakpadot, with all of the requirements of living in a Beis Knesses, in a Beis Medrash? Mata mochan, telech. Living in Eretz Yisrael is not a simple thing. It's a machayev. It's a machayev that everywhere you go, everything you do, is like you're in the shul. The way you act in a shul is the way you act in all of Eretz Yisrael. That's the way it should be. And Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous chus. We'll end with this. It says, an interesting thing in benching. Benching, the first two brachas were, the Gemara says, were niskan, were established. The first bracha by Moshe Rabbeinu, when the man came down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was zan, Esakoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sustains everybody. And the second bracha in benching was established by Yeshua. And Yeshua, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, the second bracha is Ala Ar, is No Dochash, Ala Ar, and everything is about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chem, the Toy, Baruchava. These are the two brachas. But there's an interesting dikduk, which is that the first bracha, it says, Beloshen Nistar, which is that we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as if we're talking in third person. We say, Hu noisein lechem l'chol basar? Who? We don't say, Ata noisein. Who? It's like, he gives, as if we're not talking directly to him. Al tuvoi. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, his good. That's in the first bracha. The second bracha of Noide lecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shenchalta lavoiseinu, that's in Lashon Noichach, that's we're speaking to him. Noide lecha. We just went from saying, Ana Kodesh Baruch Hu, who noisein? He gives. We're not talking directly to him. And now, Noide lecha, we say directly to you. Listen to this beautiful part, and with this we'll end. Pshat is kacha. Moshe Rabbeinu tiken the first bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu afpam lo nechnas l'Eretz Yisrael. Afpam. B'chutz la'aretz, there's a distance. Who knows that? Ketuv b'chazal, kol mi she'dor b'chutz la'aretz, ki mi she'en lo elaka. You live in chutz la'aretz, it's like, you're like, he doesn't have, it doesn't mean en lo elaka. It's not personal. It's distant. Yeshua was misakin a second bracha, it's already intimate. It's already me and you. You already feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the schut that we have to be here in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakas, that we should be able to appreciate the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Ki toiva ha'oretz ma'oid ma'oid. Shabbos.